Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring About Your World. Tomorrow we're going to have Steve Voss on. He's got a new song of music. I mean, a new album of music. It's family, religion. I can't remember what it is. I mean, he's got some beautiful, beautiful songs on there. It's really excellent, excellent new album by Steve Voss. We'll play behind the songs tomorrow. We're talking to Stan Deo today. It's top of the hour, 9 o'clock, wherever you're sitting, top of the hour. And we're so glad to have Stan Deo join us. The information that he told you about, we're going to have it in the email blast. So you know Catherine does an amazing job of putting all the ancillary information there. So do sign up for your email blast. If you have not, go to the Power Hour News section. You'll get the email blast every day. No spam, just good stuff, good information. Like what you're going to be getting from Stan Deo. We got lots of callers here, so I'm going to start real fast through these. Johnny B. in Missouri, you're on with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please, Johnny B.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Morning.
Joyce, I'm going to be out of sorts for the rest of the week now.
Why?
It's Friday.
Why?
It's Friday because Josh is talking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, tell me about it. I feel a little frizzle sprung, too.
Yeah.
A little just out of kilter.
Yeah, no kidding. He's really setting us off, isn't he? Go ahead.
Yeah, really. It's been a weird week. I got three real quick things, Stan, if I can borrow some of your intellect here.
Okay, quickly.
Over the last 2 years, I've noticed a pretty major increase in heat stroke sensitivity, which didn't seem to be quite as bad up until last year. But now I'm lucky to get through an hour or two outside without having to retreat.
Well, you know, Holly works out in her gardens and does mowing and stuff like that, and I've noticed in the last few weeks that when she's been out in the sun, it has really taken its toll on her. She's had to come in and take cold showers just to get, you know, from having heat stroke. I mean, I hadn't seen that before.
Sure. I'm starting to notice it even indoors occasionally, and I was just wondering, you know.
Are you air-conditioned or cooled in any way
indoors? When I can. Yeah, it relieves it a little bit.
Well, I think we're going to see some hot temperatures. I mean, really hot and probably muggy in some areas, which if you don't have, like, real air conditioning to dry the air out and not swampers or swamp coolers, then a lot of people indoors are going to suffer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, go ahead quickly.
Something else.
Johnny. Two other points.
Bird movements. On mornings that I wouldn't have near the problem, I would hear a lot of songbirds singing. But, boy, the day that it would start up really bad, all the birds were gone.
Yeah, I don't have hardly any birds. I don't have hardly any birds this summer.
We've noticed that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And my son saw, he's seven, but he knows his directions, and he said he saw geese flying south. I don't know what that meant. Yep.
Wow.
I don't know what that means, but...
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the Earth's magnetic field, and the birds steer by that.
Sure.
Okay.
Now, one more quick thing, Stan. Did you notice the sinkhole they found on Mars from the orbiter?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that looking an awful lot like a sinkhole?
Yeah, now, I don't remember reading the report on it. Did they say that was a recent development or just something they just recently discovered?
They just stumbled across it from one of the photographs that was taken in the past.
Well, I've been developing a new model for the weaker gravitational force in the solar system. There's planetary and solar gravity, but then there's also an organizing gravitational force. And part of this theory says that planets will periodically, all planets, expand from their original diameter. And as they do, it stretches the surface. Now, on the Earth and on Mars and on the Moon, there's very good photographic evidence that you can put together that shows that all these objects, the planets, the Moon, that I mentioned, have expanded from a prior state where the continents of Earth all touched together, where portions of the Moon's surface all touched together, where Mars had a large section of it all put together, connected, before it expanded. Now, on Earth, a lot of these sinkholes have been in areas where water leaked in, that kind of stuff, and they were held together by the compression force of the surface of the Earth.
Okay, we got to go to break. We can't help it. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Stan Deo. Take your phone calls. And Steve in Arizona, you're up next. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Joy Schmiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world. This is not a program to listen to if you just want a little pick-me-up through the day. Or Standeo's website. He's got some heavy stuff on there, some good information at Standeo.com. So please get The Cosmic Conspiracy by Standeo at the Power Hour and Dare to Prepare. It's a huge book. It's got everything in it. I mean, I don't know how she did it. But it's everything is in that book. I forget, Stan, how many pages is Dare to Prepare?
632 pages.
Wow. That's
almost 4 pounds.
Yeah, 8.5 by 11. 4 pounds of book. 4 pounds of information. So go to thepowerhour.com or call the Power Hour to get your book, Dare to Prepare. Let's go back to the phone calls. We've got lots of people that want to talk to you. Let's go to Steve in Arizona. You're on the air, Steve. Go ahead, please, with Stan Deo.
Yeah, good morning. I tried to get through yesterday. I was up that night when this Aurora incident took place, and I knew that if you listen early on, there's loose ends that in the reporting that you won't hear again. So I was paying attention. The first thing I heard, first fingerprint, was Obama's administration was aghast at it. It was reported off KKOB. I was listening to their news.
Aghast at what? What are you talking about?
The event in Aurora.
Okay, well, we're trying to keep it on the weather right now. I know you want to call. I know you want to talk about Aurora, but is there something that you want to talk about with Stan Deo?
I called the Colorado Aurora Police Department and told them what my analysis was, and the woman listened very intently. There's two people involved in that. Do you want to know how they did
that?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
All right. You have a perp and you have a patsy. The patsy has to be identifiable. That's what the red hair is about. He buys a ticket. He goes in. When it's time, the cell phone he had, which I heard reported, rings. He goes to the emergency exit. He lets the perp in, who's already fully dressed up with body armor from head to foot, a mask, tactical gloves, and all the rest of the gear. He does his mass murder. This guy is a professional, whoever he is. He can't be traced. That's what the body armor is, to protect him from being recognized. But he has a red wig. That's to associate the perpetrator with the guy they find standing outside, not saying anything, not wearing anything. The perpetrator's whisked off. The guy outside, if they go to do a paraffin test for powder residue, well, he's going to be clean because they'll say, well, the body armor collected it all, which it probably did. And this guy, this the patsy, the reason he's probably drooling is they probably told him, and there are two of them making a deal to do this, we'll give you a sedative. They probably gave him something that burnt his brain up. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's what I believe happened.
Yeah, he looked horrible on TV. Yeah.
Well,
I think
there are two people involved here. Reporting early on, I heard these young people as immediate witnesses saying, yeah, he was running back and forth shooting that red hair like the Joker. That tells me that that guy had a wig on. And everything was left at the scene. They were smart enough to know they'd have the patsy buy with the money they supplied him all this gear. Okay, but the only thing that wasn't left at that scene was this red wig that the killer wore. That's my analysis. Anyhow, thank you for letting me on.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Stan, any comment that you want to make?
Well, I think, that something is very untrue about the public version of what happened there. If you go to our website and go to the featured news down about the whole 10 line, you'll see an article Holly put up today, were the Batman murders a covert op? And if you click on it, it gives a discussion by John Rappaport on his blog. And it addresses the fact that there were possibly two people involved and why from witnesses. I did mention that earlier in the show, but this is the report that you can read yourself. And there are a number of things, including the body armor, everything else that gentleman Steve was just talking about is in this article. So I would encourage you to go there and read it rather than take up more time on that.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Stan in Missouri. Stan, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Joyce and
Hi.
Stan. My gosh, I've got a comment on the weather. Stan, you know, I just heard on this morning on the radio they were talking about pretty much what you're talking about. They said they're predicting by 2012 we're going to start seeing worldwide food famines and probably riots over this food situation. And, you know, we've been having a lot of rain and flooding over here in Japan and places like that. My advice is I'm kind of, I guess you call me kind of a survivalist. I've been preparing this for quite a while now. I've been hoarding quite a few canned goods, gallon canned goods. But the thing about hoarding is you better be prepared to guard your food because you can't be around, you can't be at home 24 hours a day.
Right.
You better be prepared to share some of that food with people, too, because I tell you what, now, if this does come down to where we start seeing food shortages, the cities, my best advice, if you're country-minded like me, you better get yourselves out of the city. You better get yourselves out of the city pretty quick if you've got the resources.
Okay, good point. Thank you very much for that. Stan, anything you want to admit, you want to address?
Well, yeah. What he's talking about kind of addresses the issue of you got to sleep sometime, and so if you get out of the cities, which I think is a good idea, and into the rural areas, you better make arrangements with wherever you're going beforehand, even if you don't own the property, so that you can get there without getting in trouble with the owners. But, yeah, the beauty of that is if you're going out there with other people, you will have someone that can then run a guard duty shift while you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
We've called that building mini communities, like MINI, so that you don't have large amounts of people, but enough to do guard shifts and to stand guard and help you if you get injured or whatever during the process of this. Look, gold and silver will only have, and dollar bills will only have a short life in in what comes, because it's going to get so short of food, water, and medicine and weapons and that kind of stuff that gold and silver won't be of value. It's the things that gold and silver can buy that will be of the most value. So that's
right.
Why if you prepare now by getting it, while you can still use dollars to buy these things, then when the crunch comes, you will have the new currency, if you wish, in the form of consumables that people need.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much for that. Question from Robert here. He says, I've gotten like 3 or 4 emails from him. He is intently wanting you to address Oregon Energy and Dr. DeMayo.
Now, I don't know the gentleman he's talking about, Dr. DeMayo, but Oregon Energy has been, the concept and the device has been around for, 70 or 80 years at least. I think Wilhelm Reich also availed himself of these things, and they reckon that you could build devices which would, like tubes that were, they could point at storms and cause the terrain and stuff like that. I'm not sure, but maybe Robert is talking about using that kind of stuff to mitigate the changes in the weather. But even if Oregon Energy projectors do work, I don't think that they would be powerful enough to stave off what is coming. It's just too big.
Okay. And another question here. There's been a lot of talk recently that the jet stream has stopped, caused the heat and humidity, the drought, to stall over the center of the U.S. Aaron wants to know, what are your thoughts of the jet stream stopping due to the Gulf Stream stopping?
Well, the jet stream has been acting very peculiar for a number of years, where it would break up and not be a continuous loop around the northern pole. The recent situation does appear that it is not doing its job, and it's a function of the Earth's magnetic field and the solar wind. So something with the sun may be causing it to break up for a number of reasons, change in the magnetic field and also pressure waves and protons hitting it. And there may be other mitigating factors that we can hope for. But like the Gulf Stream, which stopped, and I'm not sure whether it even started to restart yet, there have been a number of climatic factors that are behaving anomalously, and the jet stream is one of them. You can see it on some of the, the website, but they show that the Gulf Stream is a cloud stream, and they show you when it breaks up. I mean, I've seen it break up and dive down into Texas, but when it breaks up and does this, when we have this tremendous heat, I think we're at risk of losing large sections of it for long periods of time, which cannot be good.
All right, let's go to James in Texas. James in Texas, you're on the air with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please. Hello, James, are you there? All right, let's go to George in Pennsylvania. George in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for a wonderful show, as always. I had noticed recently this summer that the sun seems to be coming up and going down further north in the sky than usual. I have a Polaris north-facing house, and we have sun on the north side of the house in the morning and the evening. The shadow seems to be a little bit more toward the north than during the day, but the sun does not seem to be coming up and going down in the places that it usually did, and just wondered if you could help address that.
George, you know, that's a very good question. We've been getting reports from Eskimos and people up in the north that are saying that the sun rises in about the normal place for them, but it sets offset. It's not setting correctly. I have a program called Stellarium, which you can download off the Internet into your computer, and it has positions of stars, you know, rise and fall of sun and moon and everything for thousands of years, I guess, if you want to go that far. Now, I download it, and when I want to test it, I be sure that the Internet is off, because I don't want anybody feeding my Stellarium, you know, revised data to say the sun is really setting where it should. So I've been looking at this, and I have not been able to catch it deviating a lot from where I am here in Colorado, but it might be that because my horizon has got a lot of buildings and trees that I'm not measuring it correctly. But I am looking at it because I am getting so many reports of this, even from Indonesia and from Japan, that there must be something. I mean, and reports are coming from gardeners, just normal people saying, well, all my life the sun has set blah, 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 and made shadows on my garden wall like such and such, and it's not doing it now. So,
all right, we'll be back.
Something to that.
Okay, we got a 4-minute break. We'll be back. Thank you very much for the phone call, George. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with Stan Deo. We appreciate him joining us today for 2 hours at the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Josh.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain you're gonna fall.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I wish it would fall, though. We need some rain. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Stan Deo today. It's 24 minutes after the hour, and we're taking your calls today to find out what it is that you're concerned about. Let's go to, is there anything you'd like to say, Stan, before we go back to the calls?
Well, a little bit. On that images page for your show I've been talking about, if you get over there and click on the New Madrid Fault Zone, it's not about the New Madrid Fault Zone, but it's the second line down where I show something that's very weird in the North Pacific region around Hawaii. And the weirdness is this. The conventional wisdom from, you know, orthodoxy says that the islands of Hawaii are formed because the crust of the earth has moved over a hot spot, a weak spot in the mantle, and it's, the heat is surging up their plumes and forming these volcanic emissions. And that there's a trail of islands behind it going over towards Japan from, you know, as the hot spot of the earth moved over, it produced a bulge or, a volcano, even though it's subsea. And that's what's been forming the islands of Hawaii. But this doesn't add up because the North Pacific plate is moving toward the United States and down, so that the United States West Coast is being subtended. So it's trying to force the West Coast of the United States down as the Pacific seafloor moves toward it. Now, if it's moving toward it over a hot spot, it's going to be leaving a trail of islands the other direction toward the United States rather than the backwards direction. This is another thing that convinces me that our planet has expanded and is expanding over what its original size was. Anyway, there are three photographs. There are three images I've prepared to show what I'm talking about, where the coastline of the Aleutians and most of North America and Canada fit right into the area that formed that chain, allegedly, of hot spots where, you know, the surface earth moved over this hot spot and formed volcanoes and the islands of Hawaii and that stuff. I don't buy it. It's totally backwards to, what they're telling you. But anyway, that's it. We can go.
But how does the earth expand?
Well, I think that all planets expand as the containment is this very weak gravitational force that's invisible. It's spiraling around everything that's But gravity, as it ages, it's like a top. It's been thinning. Eventually it's going to get wobbly. And with this situation, when it's like in a glass of water where you have some sand, white sand and some black pepper, and you mix them up in this glass of water and stir it as fast as you can, and you notice down at the bottom center of the glass that the sand, the heavier stuff, will settle out first, and then the black pepper grains. And if you could imagine that glass sitting on a mirror, so it's two glasses, and where all these particles are settling in the middle of that glass of spinning water as it slows down, you'll see that it starts to spread out as it slows down. It's not tightly held in the center, and it forms a graduating blanket. And that's like a planet. If you put the reflection and the real glass of water together in your mind, that's north and south pole of a planet or a star or a galaxy. As they age, they expand because it's the mechanics of the way the vortex works. And this is why I think that all planets and stars and galaxies expand as they age. It just follows with the things we can observe in real life here. The glass of water and that stuff is probably the best way I know to explain that.
Okay.
And in Scripture, it speaks of him stretching out the heavens like a tent. They've talked about, they've learned that the universe is forever expanding, right? And so it lines up with Scripture to me. Science proves
absolutely.
Scripture to me. And I just want to say about that particular theory, when I read the Vindicator Scroll, that was one of, the sections in there. And to hear something other than what I'd been taught in school my whole life was something. That's why I have a great appreciation for you. Is because you
thank you, Josh.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. You've shown me different avenues to go down. Different avenues of thinking, and I have much appreciation for that. So, just want to say
appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Teresa in Texas. Boy, don't we all? Let's go to Teresa in Texas. You're on the air, Teresa. What's on your mind today? You're on with Stan Deo.
Yeah, hi. I had a question for Stan about radiant barrier. Does it work?
Radiant barrier, is that what you said?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a big, huge roll of like aluminum foil that you put in your attic.
All right, we'll take care of that after this break, and we'll talk about radiant barrier, a huge roll of aluminum foil in the attic. Will that work? Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley and Josh with Stan Deo. 3 minute break.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Starting all over again, it's gonna be rough for us. We're gonna make it.
That's dedicated to Holly and Stan also.
Starting all over as friends, it's gonna be tough on us. We gotta face it.
Ooh, I like that. Let's just run, let that run.
We lost what we had. That would hurt us so bad. Set us back a thousand years. But we gonna make it up. Though I know it's gonna be tough to erase the hurts and fears. Starting all over again.
Ooh, I love it. Thank you, Josh. Good song. Good song. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 34 minutes after the hour. And please take advantage of getting the book Dare to Prepare at the Power Hour by Holly Deo. Dare to Prepare. It's available all 630-some pages, 632 pages of how to prepare. Please get it. It's on sale for $40. Cosmic Conspiracy is on special for $29.95. It's normally $60. And that is the book that Josh absolutely loves. And he is...
Vindicator Scrolls, but you can't get that one, right?
Yeah, I can't get Vindicator Scrolls. But Dare to Prepare and The Cosmic Conspiracy. Also, please take advantage of getting all the specials. We have the Power Hour. Remember the biochar for planting your garden, coconut milk products. All those items are on special. We need your support at the Power Mall. That's how we stay on the air. And you get to hear from somebody so incredible as Stan Deo, all his knowledge and information. by listening to the Power Hour, and we're just grateful that he would come on the air. That was a pretty cool song, don't you think, starting all over again, Stan?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
We've made plans for that, whether we're here and alive or not. We've been collecting encyclopedias and important books and things like that to leave behind for people to rebuild.
Excellent, excellent.
Can I say, you know, as my children have been watching us kind of prepare, and they're wondering, you know, what's going on. And so we're kind of explaining. Right now we're getting together some good bug-out bags for everyone in the family. I have three small children. And my 7- and 5-year-old are they're wanting to know what, you know, why we're doing this. And so I explain, you know, there may come a time where we just have to, you know, grab and go, you know, and leave. And they're concerned about, you know, what about our house? I built our house, and they're kind of attached to it. And I said, well, you know, let's look in Scripture at examples of when people had to get up and go, you know. And so I'm explaining to them, like, Lot, you know, look what happened with Lot. He had to leave. And on that day, you know, the place where he left from was destroyed. And, you know, but he was taken care of. So I'm trying to explain to them, you know, we need to do the will of the Father. And even if we lose our home, he's still going to take care of us. And so it's interesting to see how children are reacting.
If you haven't figured it out, Stan, Josh is like the perfect parent.
Oh, no.
He and his wife are unbelievable. They homeschool. They feed their kids only good food. Just all the un-American stuff you can imagine.
You know, the explaining the bug out bags, I mean, people that had to be evacuated because of fire here. That's another reason. If you have a civil emergency, you might be asked to evacuate your home by the authorities, and you would need to have that 72-hour bug-out bag.
Right. That's right. Or ordered, not asked, but unfortunately. All right, let's go to Teresa in Texas. Teresa, you're on the air with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please.
Oh, it was just a question about the radiant barrier.
Oh, the radiant barrier. I'm sorry.
Right, right. If I understand your question, you're talking about that foil foam back stuff you put up in your attic to insulate it?
Yes,
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. That will shield you from a certain percentage of the infrared or heat energy hitting the house. But when the heat energy that we're talking about hits your home, it's going to be a lot hotter than that stuff was designed for to keep you at a comfortable level inside the house. It may help a bit. But you're still going to get very warm inside.
All right. Thank you very much, Teresa. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. And you're saying that underground is really the only answer then, correct, Stan?
I think the Bible's right about that.
Okay. You've been right about a few things. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Before I give my question, I just wanted to mention to Josh that if you go to Craigslist, and look in the Memphis Craigslist area, you will find people advertising hay for sale. And if people in Missouri have the ability to go get it, that might help them out.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be cost effective really for us. And we didn't have a whole lot of cows, so it wouldn't be hard to start back over if we needed to.
Right.
And the prices are dropping, so we're just kind of riding this out. So we're going to save the hay that we have because I think it's running about $100 a big bale around here.
Well, there's one ad I saw for $17.50 a roll, but the guy doesn't have a loader, so somebody's going to have to load it. But for the price,
right? That's
anyway,
cheap. Yeah,
that's cheap.
Yeah, it is. The
All right.
The question I have regarding the EMP possibility, and tying what the lady just said with the radiant beard, could you effectively turn your house into a Faraday cage if you had a radiant barrier in your attic, and then if you created a curtain that could roll down inside your house on the, you know, if your house is finished, create a curtain on your wall that you could lower that would have this radiant barrier. Would this encapsulation of aluminum foil act as a Faraday cage and protect your whole house from an EMP?
No, I don't think so, because to properly shield, you need to have a total seamless metal encapsulation around what you're trying to protect, and that needs to be grounded to the earth with a good ground copper rod, something like that, or sometimes water pipe. You're better off if you're trying to protect things from EMP, either from the sun or from nuclear facilities. Try to get a metal trash can, a new one, and put some aluminum foil around the lip of it before you put the lid on, and also get some Mylar bags or aluminum foil and wrap it around whatever you're trying to protect. Put it inside the metal trash can, put the lid on, be sure that there are no gaps from the aluminum foil and the metal lid, and then attach a ground wire to that to, you know, the water pipes or to a
8-foot ground rod that you just, hammer in at your house. If there's any breaks in it, if there's any crack along where that gradient barrier didn't touch itself, you know, it didn't seal, then the EMP pulse will get through. And one thing I like to mention to people is this. If you know an EMP pulse is coming, well, you'll have your stuff protected, and that's fine. So you get it out after the pulse has passed. You think, well, I've got working stuff now. My radios work, my computers work, whatever that you put away. And you're caught by surprise when another EMP hits you without warning, and it'll fry them. So they've either got to live in that EMP shelter, that Faraday cage that you make, forever, or you're going to take the risk every time you take it out of either man-made or, you know, a solar EMP frying it. So you might have to think about having backups.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to John in Missouri. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, John.
Appreciate that. You call us. Been 15 years ago, my ex-wife's great uncle made the comment that the sun had shined in this one kitchen door that had never done it for like 100 years. So I knew then the earth was rotating or the sun was moving a little bit. My question was, and you probably have answered it, when there's a solar flare or EMP or one of these, how long do you have before you can grab your computer, your phone, your electronics, and put them in that Faraday cage?
Well, because the EMP pulse is an electromagnetic wave. Electromagnetic waves are not going to travel any faster than the speed of light, but they travel pretty close to it, right? So when we find out about it, it's too late. From the sun, for instance, it'll be on us in 8 minutes after it happens on the sun, and we won't have a warning. With a nuclear bomb blast, we might get a warning by the civil authorities or the government authorities prior to the bomb going off. But in that case, you might have only a couple minutes because they will typically launch these things from offshore on a naval vessel of some sort and just make an airburst over the northeastern or southwestern part of the United States. You're not going to have very much time to shove your stuff in, and certainly, if it's a solar one, you're having no warning.
Do you think government would really give us a warning, an eight-minute warning? Do you actually think they would?
As far as the sun, they couldn't. I mean, mm-hmm. by the time these things detect it, even if you have near-sun satellites detecting the EMP pulse, they'll probably be fried and can't relay the data, and it wouldn't matter anyway because they would launch a report if they survived it back toward us, which would be running back behind the EMP, so that EMP would arrive first and the warning would come from our satellite. So a solar EMP, you're just going to get hit without warning. With a man-made nuclear blast, they may give us a warning and say that you have, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or whatever, for whatever good it's going to do, because who's sitting right there ready to throw everything into a Faraday cage? The best idea would be to have it, the stuff that you're going to need, in the Faraday cage and always there. And then when you think you're out of danger for any more EMPs, take it out and use it and hope one doesn't surprise you.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, John in Missouri. One question here. Real quickly, all of one mind, HAARP can be used to create a hole in the ionosphere, which during a CME would devastate the exposed side of the planet. What saith the Deo? From Robert.
Well, you know, there are a number of HAARP stations, and to get, you know, a hole over one area, you would have to be sure you coordinated several of the stations together. And now, since some of them are in Chinese and Russian hands, I don't know that you could count on a New World Order being organized enough at that point in time to be able to control all the stations uniformly as you wish. If you can't, there's going to be beat patterns set up between the various HAARP stations, which won't allow you to control where that hole appears. It might force it to appear over you, and you don't want to do that if you're these guys trying to do that. Mm-hmm. I really think that the ionospheric hole is going to be created when the Earth's magnetic field weakens and when the coronal mass ejections become more energetic. So I don't think that they're going to try to control that with HAARP. There's just not enough energy in the system to respond quickly enough.
Okay, good answer. And then ask Stan, please, solar panels or generator from Jeff?
Jeff, solar panels are good. Generators are good as well. The the problem is that some generators, the diodes may be fried if you haven't got them shielded with some, you know, a screen wire cage, which you can make. And not everything in the EMP radius of damage will get fried. There will be strange, you know, anomalous, you know, structures in the earth, minerals or buildings or whatever, and the wires don't go near you on the power lines or something. And there will be odd things that will survive a man-made EMP. With the solar EMP, your generator is probably going to get hit unless you've shielded it. And if you're using your solar panels, which I assume you would be, they can be damaged by high winds, like from these land decays, these derechos, or they can be damaged by the EMP pulse if they're out in the field. Hailstorm, they can be broken that way. So I would suggest that if you're going to use solar panels, that you build at least some of them on a portable rig that you can bring indoors when you have heard that there's high winds or storms coming. And certainly all the gear, like the inverters that you have to have with them to run stuff, I would have those shielded, or at least a backup shielded. I know okay. It's expensive, but that's what you'd have to do.
All right, let's go to Mike in PA. Mike in PA, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Stan Dayo.
Hi, Stan. I have a question in reference to the animals and the crops. I do organic farming.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm just wondering how they might be affected by the EMP.
You know, I don't know. I've never thought about that. The EMP is a short burst, and I think that basically the crops would be okay. I don't know if an EMP would, if you're right under the source of it, let's say a man-made one, it might mess with your nervous system, you know, your thinking and, you know, your brain. If you've got a pacemaker, it might not be too brilliant. That's all I can think of at the moment, but it's an interesting question. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, very good. Hey, thank you very much, Mike and PA. We'll give some thought to that. James in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, James.
Thanks for taking my call, Joyce.
Sure.
Thanks for the search for the truth. Isaiah 24 says, the earth is polluted, man and his works will be burned, remnant will be left. Back in March, you had a very credible guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers, and she said human-caused global warming is taking place, and all the good science points to it, and just wondered what Stan might have to say about that.
About what?
About human-caused global warming. We've got pollution. The Earth's atmosphere is as thick as a layer of shellac. If you're looking at a globe on a table, it'd be that thick. So we're polluting our water and our food. And doesn't it make sense that we would be polluting the atmosphere so bad that it would change our climate? And we're letting
okay.
these global corporations off the hook by saying that they're not polluting.
Okay, let's get a response from Stan then. All right, Stan?
Well, James, I agree that man-made industry and the way we treat the seas, dumping garbage and stuff like that, will contribute to the global warming or heating. But when you see other planets warming up or heating as well and nobody lives there, then you have to realize that the big villain in this case right now is the sun itself. So man-made pollution, man-made warming, if you wish, man-made heat input does happen, but it is not, in my opinion, the major factor. The sun is.
Okay.
We're not helping it, and I don't want to let the corporations off the hook, but we've got a bigger disaster facing us regardless of the corporations and the pollution.
All right. One other question here, which is, how does Stan know the sun will erupt? How do they know that?
Well, I don't. The information I'm getting behind the scenes does indicate something is about to happen, but it is getting hotter. It is factually emitting ultraviolet spectra in two different spectra since 1992, and that's a fact. I even read a paper put out by the Solar Heliophysics Observatory in Arizona. And they sent me hard copy of their data and reports and images they'd taken as well to prove that. It's getting worse now, and there's not a lot of public information being made available except for the fact that we're seeing more coronal mass ejections, more flares of what typically, let's say that it was an M2 class flare, it might have 1,000 times more gamma radiation release in it than it typically did before that time. Instead of being like an X1 or X2, which you'd expect to have that kind of radiation, the minor, you know, the M-class flares are putting out 1,000 times more radiation. So that is, you know, again, a matter of public record. So, yeah, it's getting warmer, and there's data there to prove that. You just have to get on the Internet and look at the various sites that are provided, like NOAA.
Okay. All right. When we come back, Ann in Michigan, you're up next. Stay tuned to the Power Hour 3-minute break. I know everybody thinks this is Friday because Josh is here, but don't be confused. It's only Wednesday. We'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tadler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
So I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Ladies and gentlemen, We have to remember where our strength comes from. Thank you very much, Josh, for playing that. That was excellent, excellent. All right, I'm going to get to the callers real fast as we can. Let's go to Ann in Michigan. Ann, you're on with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please, Ann. Ann, are you there? All right, let's go to Fred. Fred, where are you?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Fred, you're on the Power Hour. Go ahead with Stan Deo.
Yeah, I just got a little tip. When I first heard about the North Pole moving around, I took a compass from a car, you know, that you used to be able to buy and mount on your dash and put that by my kitchen sink so I could monitor the change in the degrees, and a lot of times the solar flares seem to affect that. Yep.
Interesting. We also have a question about that. Does the shift in magnetic north have an effect on the weather changes? Your response, Stan?
Yes, it will. The reason I say that is because the shift in the magnetic north also means that the earth currents, or the what they call a telluric current, underneath the surface of the earth, move thunderstorms in certain directions. They do affect them, and they do affect the jet stream, so yes.
All right, and Chris in Florida. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Thank you, Fred, for the phone call. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Chris.
Good morning, Stan and Joyce and Josh. Stan, in what county in Colorado are you?
I'm in Pueblo County, we're near the lake there, Lake Pueblo.
Great. Well, the reason I asked is I'd like to ask Joyce and you, Stan, and Josh, if you're in another area other than Joyce, would you consider starting a community currency, a usury-free local currency that isn't based on the Federal Reserve System, like some of the private monetary systems out there, because what we have with the Federal Reserve is being usury-based. Most people don't understand what usury is, and that is...
Yeah, but Chris, let me just add, you know, we're talking about earth changes right now, and I think a currency is maybe a little bit long-term from what we're talking about. I appreciate what you're saying, and I think it's probably very good.
It's like a barter system or
right.
Time, monetized time bank, and that way you could increase our survivability that way since we're discussing how to trade with our neighbor.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree that sounds like a very good idea. Stan, your response?
I think that would need organization, and I don't think we're going to have that time once we get into the chaos that we're talking about. I really think, Chris, that having barterable goods rather than some sort of a note will be much preferred over anything else, because people will not trust the note's value more as they will trust the goods. I really think we should look at doing that.
So, Stan, you're pretty convinced that there's something coming down the pike very shortly then. I mean, we've heard these stories. We've got prepare, get prepare. We've heard all this for a long time, but you're convinced, though, it's on the horizon.
I am, and at some other time we can talk again about the alien UFO wild card and all of this.
Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't do that today. Yes, we will definitely do that. Hey, thank you so much, Stan and Holly Deo. We love you guys so much, and thank you for all you do for the Power Hour. And for all of us. Thank you. You have a blessed day. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Dr. Wallach. Watch the stock market. It's looking a little unstable. Gold seems to be going up. A lot happening out there. You all have a blessed day. Thank you for joining the Power Hour. We love you all at the Power Hour. Y'all bless you all.
See you guys on Friday.
That's right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day.